Welcome to another episode of What Else You Got with Mitch and Margo. I'm Mitch. Margo, what else you got?
Hey, Mitch. Good morning. I like your new glasses.
Thank you.
Hey, I have a question.
Okay.
How do you feel about the word disappoint?
Disappoint?
Yeah.
Like it shouldn't happen?
That's how you feel about it?
Basically, it's just one of those that it's a letdown. It's a, at least the way I feel about it is I have failed in some manner.
And who are you failing?
The person that has been disappointed, even if I have nothing to do with it.
Okay, so here's my question. Should we teach our children to disappoint their parents? Should we teach our children that it's okay to disappoint people? Because if you think, you know I love words. So let's think about the word disappoint. So yeah, the definition is to fail to fulfill the expectations of another person. Okay? It could be yourself, actually. But let's think about the word disappoint. A prefix is the part of a word that comes before the main part of the word. So dis. And the main word is appoint. So dis, I'm looking at my definition here. Dis means the opposite of or reversal or removal of something. So if you have appointed someone, do you know what appoint means?
To put into a position, to give an office or authority.
Did that come out of your brain or did you Google that?
That's out of my head.
You've got a lot of smart stuff in your head. You're pretty smart. Okay, so if we talk about the word appoint, who are we appointing to a position of authority over our own lives? Are we appointing friends? Are we appointing a spouse? Are we appointing family members to have authority over our lives? You know, when you're talking about a parent and a child, a parent will take the role of teacher, educator, guider, comforter over their child. They're responsible for that infant who has less ability than a grown human, right? So they are appointing themselves as the caregiver, the rule maker for that child. And a parent has a huge amount of influence and responsibility over a child. But if a parent is teaching a child to not disappoint them, then what kind of effect does that have over the child? Is it creating a sense of people pleasing in that child? And what about the child when the child is 50, 60 years old and still thinking in the mindset of, well, I don't want to make this decision because I don't want to disappoint my parents who may be dead at that point. So how long will that carry through a person's entire life? Even after their parents are no longer alive, they're still living and making choices so that they don't disappoint their parent. What if instead parents taught their children to appoint themselves to be in charge of their own lives, to work from a sense of satisfying their own goals, satisfying their own expectations? Do you see what I'm saying here?
Yeah, and here's something really interesting. So you start off with the definition of dis, which is the opposite of. And so if we disappoint,
yes.
Now here's the fun thing. We're going off of the literal definition that I said for appoint, to put someone in a position or authority. So
yes.
Disappoint is to remove from that position or authority. So
yes.
Why does the current definition of disappoint, of let someone down, and to not meet expectations, and when you're saying you don't want to disappoint your parent, well, if you go off the literal putting the word together, are you removing your parent from a position of authority? Which in theory, with the way we use the word disappoint, that doesn't, that's not how it lines up, which is one of those really interesting facets.
And this is why I love words so much. And I'm also a big fan of Brené Brown. And she talks about the importance of clearly identifying the emotion that you're feeling. So if you're saying that you feel disappointment or you have disappointed someone. Do you really understand the meaning of the word? And if you want to properly define a word, and yes, words have various meanings and different context uses in our lexicon, but it's important to understand the meaning of a word and the definition and the roots of those words. So if you are removing the authority of someone to have control and influence over your life, yes, you can disappoint. So where they have been appointed, whether by you or somebody else, but you're continuing to honor the appointment of that person to have authority over your life, a position or a role of decision-making power over your life, you have appointed them, or you have agreed to the appointment of them to that position. So dis can be to remove that appointment. So if someone is controlling your decision-making authority over your own life, and you find that you're continually disappointing them, meaning they're not happy with the decisions you're making, then go ahead and actually, literally, like you said, remove the appointment and appoint yourself. You ought to be the one who is appointed to the decision-making authority over your own life. Because if you're living your life from a place of not wanting to disappoint other people, first of all, ask yourself, who are you worried about disappointing? You know, make a list. Get out a pen and a paper and make a list of who you feel like you are disappointing in your life. Are you disappointing your parents? Are you disappointing your spouse? Are you disappointing your friends? Are you disappointing God? Who are you disappointing? And then ask yourself, did you appoint them in the first place? Did you appoint them to that position of authority over your life? And if you didn't literally appoint them, you're at least agreeing to continue to support that appointment in your life. Ask yourself, why have you given that person, that entity, that much influence, that much power over your life? Why?
And one of the really interesting things is, if we're going off of self-enablement, I guess self-determination is one word that could be used, you want to disappoint people. Which it's counterintuitive, but it's one of those that as you are removing people who have self-appointed to attempt to drive you, then it's one of those that by removing these people who have claim to authority over you, as you disappoint them, you are then regaining control. But if we're going off of the I'd let them down definition, that's where we start having problems, which is where we need to get comfortable disappointing people who have no claim or no need to have us give them the approval.
Yes. Yes. And I saw a video on TikTok the other day that talked about how actually it was referring to a New York Times article. I should have looked it up, but I didn't know we were going this direction. About childless generations, about how therapy has influenced younger generations to end their relationships with their parents, and then as a result also choose to not have children because they don't want to have a negative impact on their children. If we relate that directly to this concept of appointment and disappointment, then it can really change things. Because if people are choosing to end their relationships, if adult people are choosing to end their relationships with their parents because of the childhood trauma they incurred, that leads or bleeds into that concept of disappointing. You don't have to completely end a relationship. You can just remove that appointment. So if you are appointing yourself to be in charge of your own emotions, appointing yourself to make your own decisions, and appointing yourself to be the decision-making authority in your life, then you're no longer going to be enmeshed in the concept of disappointing your parents who you may or may not have a healthy relationship with. You don't have to completely end all no, I'm not talking about like abusive relationships. There are some relationships that ought to be ended. I'm talking about in terms of, can you have a healthy relationship with someone if you've removed the appointment of authority they've had over your life? Yeah, because if someone has had authority over your life, doesn't have to be a parent, it can be so many various people in your life. Especially, I mean, just think of all the people you've given the right to have authority over your life. If you take away their so-called authority over your life, can you continue to have a relationship with them because you're literally disappointing them?
Short answer is yes. And it's one of those that it just comes down to redefining what level of appointment you give them. Because if you look at friendships, you have an appointment of a friend position, and you can have disappointment in the friend category. And it's one of those that if you're going off of disappointment of a parent, then it's one of those that the role of parent, if you're disappointing them and you're removing them from the parental authority, which generally happens at 18, sometimes 21, sometimes 25, sometimes 85. And it's one of those that if you remove them from the parental authority position, you then need to redefine either what the definition of parental authority is or what the definition of parent-child friendship is.
I also think that's why a lot of parents struggle when their kids do become 18 and want authority over their own lives. But if you think in terms, you know, it could just be a concept of even redefining parental structure. Because if, as a parent, you want your child to grow up and be a strong, independent person, then in theory, and I'm no parenting expert, but in theory, then at a much younger age, much younger than 18, as a parent, you are stepping back and giving that child independence and autonomy. And I mean, that even goes into the topic we had on a previous podcast about motivation and self-motivation. If the parent is a helicopter parent, a lawnmower parent, if a parent is taking so much authority over their child's life, then how can the child ever be self-motivated? How can the child ever take control of their life and take their own appointment over their own life?
And one of the things, as you're talking about small kids and giving them the choice, I was thinking about appointment in the opposite direction. Because as a small kid, naturally you give 100% appointment to the parent. But as the kid grows up, the parent should be appointing the child to take care of their own realm. And in theory, by the time the child is old enough to make their own decisions and be responsible, that can be 12, that can be 16, that can be 18, that can be 65, depending on where they're at and whatnot. But the parent should be appointing the child. And once the appointment of full authority shifts, that's where it flips and the child needs to start separating and regaining full control of their appointment to themselves and beginning that transition, which is one reason why teenagers are rebellious. They're trying to claim that remaining authority.
Well, yes, and it's a spectrum, just like you've described, it's a spectrum. So obviously at infant, the parent has 100% appointment to take care of that infant. The infant is not capable of taking care of themselves. But then along this spectrum, more and more of that appointment authority should go to the child at every stage of independence. And then imagine if parents did that at a realistic and reasonable pace throughout that child's life, then there would be so much less pushback during the teenage years because so many parents talk about how hard it is to raise teenagers. But if you think about it logically, teenagers want autonomy over their own lives. And if the parent has always been a helicopter parent or a lawnmower parent, always held a tight grip on that appointment over that child's life, then yes, of course, there's going to be rebellion because it's natural for a teenager, it's natural for any human being to want to have decision-making authority over their own lives. But if a parent does that gradually across the spectrum from age zero up to age, honestly, 18 or less, in my opinion, then we're raising healthier human beings who can become self-motivated, autonomous, and be able to identify their own emotions and make healthy choices to please themselves, to not disappoint themselves.
So one thing that I find interesting is you specifically pointed at 18 as the transition point. I have given spectrums because it's depending on what we're talking about. And one of the ages I put was 25. And one of the thoughts I have behind it, which I'll actually ask the question of, guess what's in my head? Why do I say 25?
Well, 25 is the age that kids can be on their parents' insurance in the United States. Yep. But 18, if you're talking in terms of like medical insurance, that parent does not have any legal authority to call a doctor's office and ask for information, even financial information, about their child's account. Because at 18, that child, adult, has to sign a release of information before their parent can have any access to their information. So that's why I think you said 25. Why did you say 25?
Yep. It was around insurance and mainly just a support structure because, as you said, in the U.S., 25 is one of those magical numbers of children can still be a part of the parent's support structure. So insurances, various benefits packages, but after that, they have to be cut off for various reasons. And it's just one of those things that a parent can offer support. But as I was growing up, basically, as soon as I was out the door, I was in charge of all my own insurances and whatnot. And it was one of those that I wasn't aware that 25 was the magic number. So it was one of those that,
well, as things shifted. Yeah, insurance has changed over the years, too, because it wasn't always 25. The laws have changed as government has changed. And so it wasn't always the case. But then you talk about the age of 25. Sure, some parents have that type of financial influence over their children for decades. A lot of parents will use money as a control mechanism over their children and their children's decision-making process. You know, you also said like the age 65. A lot of parents want to retain some sort of influence or authority over their children, even decades down the road. And financial influence is a major way that parents try to maintain some sort of appointment over the decision-making process in their children's life. And I've seen that, you know, into 40s, 50s, 60s, even later, because adults are so influenced by money, they don't want to miss out on the financial benefits of a inheritance. And so they will continue to make decisions that are pleasing to their aging parents because they want to stay in the will.
Yeah. And it's also one of those, specifically with money, and I would even expand it out to love, drugs, which drugs are one of those that you appoint an authority over you and you're stuck with it. But you have all these different things that, even though we're very heavy on the parent-child relationship, it goes to significant others, it goes to friends, where a lot of people, they find that when their money runs out, their friends disappear. Why is that? Mm-hmm. Because people like the money, and if you're willing to give them money, they're willing to be your friend. If you're willing to give someone attention, they'll be your friend. If you're willing to bend over backwards, you'll have a friend forever up until they don't like it anymore. And so it really comes down to, what are you sacrificing to maintain the illusion of a relationship?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It depends on what your definition of a friendship is, right? And so illusion goes right into that. Do you want, if you have appointed yourself as the decision-making authority in your own life, and you are autonomous and you are self-motivated, do you want to appoint a friend or a spouse who is not self-motivated, who is not autonomous in their own life, who wants to control you? So it comes down to, what kind of relationship do you want? Is it an illusion? Is it healthy? Is it supportive? What kind of relationships do you want?
Yeah, and it really comes down to, what appointments do you want? Now, here's a really interesting one that I just thought of what appointments do you give to businesses?
Yes. And
because we've mentioned money is one of those appointments that if you get into debt, you have just given someone authority over you. And that's one of those that if you disappoint, they will come asking for their stuff back. And it's one of those that it's very similar to drugs. If you give someone the incorrect authority, you will be forever bound until you figure out how to disappoint properly and be able to establish better habits and healthier habits.
Well, and business, you mentioned businesses. Also, hello, social media. When you join different social media platforms, you are giving them a certain amount of influence and authority over your social media life. You are appointing them to be able to create algorithms around your clicking and your browsing, and they are collecting data on you. You are appointing them to a position to where they can collect this data about you. And so we are constantly appointing various people in our lives. And I know we don't really talk about religion on our podcast, but on this topic, I did want to bring up this one thing I found when I was looking at what it means to appoint. Let me see if I can, I thought I had it ready to pull up here. Maybe I don't have it up here anymore. Okay, so we've talked about what it means to appoint somebody, and have to put my glasses on so I can read my screen here. Because as I was looking at the definition of appoint, it kept bringing up biblical references. And I thought, well, we don't talk about religion on our podcast. However, a lot of people believe in God. And according to the Bible, there are several verses that talk about how God has appointed us to be in charge of our own lives. Because appoint could be confused with anoint. We're not talking about anoint. But according to the Bible, God has appointed us, ordained us, released us to live our lives and make our decisions over our lives. And so I just thought that that was really interesting. If we're talking about who are we appointing to have authority over our lives, you could say, if you're religious, you could say, well, God, I don't want to disappoint God. Well, God has already appointed us to be in charge of our lives and make our decisions. So if you're looking for any sort of divine example, God has appointed us. So therefore, we need to not disappoint ourselves from having control over our lives, making decisions over our own lives.
So one of the words you did just use was anoint. And yes, you're not talking about anoint, but anointing is the process of appointing various authorities. And so throughout your life, you may have very definitive anointing periods where you are conferred very specific appointment. And it's just one of those that they may be very definitive and clear, or they may be super subtle. And it really just comes down to, what type of event do you have to gain that appointment?
Well, and they are associated words, but just to be clear, one of the definitions of anointed is to be gifted by God.
Mm-hmm.
Appointed is when God is releasing us to be in charge of our own lives.
And you said one is to gift and one is to release, and or release permission, authority. And so they're almost interchangeable depending on how you look at it.
We might have to discuss that in another podcast, because we might be running out of time here soon. I think that there's a big difference between anointed and appointed. I think they are definitely associated words. Mm-hmm. But I do think they are two distinctly different words, but closely related.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So I had no idea that asking you what you thought about the word disappointment was going to take up the whole podcast, but I think it's a really fascinating concept. I love words. You know, I love words. And prefixes change the meaning of the root word. And so it's important to take a look at what does that prefix dis actually mean, and what is the root word. And so thanks for letting us talk about words today. I love words, Mitch. I love words. So anything else you want to talk about before we end today?
I think that's it for this one.
Okay, well then I want to encourage everybody, leave a comment. What is your favorite word of the day? What do you think about disappointment and appointment? And who have you appointed in your life? Share with us in the comments. Give us some interaction and feedback. Check us out on TikTok, Facebook, all those other fun places, Instagram. And we'll see you for our next podcast of What Else You Got with Mitch and Margot.